It's the 18th day of August. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. On the phone line is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, to take up today's agricultural trade in Chicago. And I suppose it's all a Twitter about what's happening on the crop tour today. Anything else going on?
I think it's great news to be receiving from the Twitter crowd and social media. You know, they're moving through these fields and giving general observations. You got to kind of take and leave it. One particular instance, there's powder, but yet it had cracks, but yet it was dry, but it had a yield of 171 bushels the acre. So there's a lot of interesting information coming out. So the neat thing is the recaps this evening to see what type of data they put together. Overall, I think it's going to be confirmation that we have a decent crop to work with. How big we'll argue with that clear into next year.
What are the other items that are in the trade for the day?
Well, there's a lot of little things. Basically, the evening trade, trying to price in some moisture coming across the Midwest here, should benefit the crop in some areas to help it out. We'll see what this afternoon's crop conditions report shows, particularly the state-by-state breakdown. As a whole, we're kind of the seasonal shutdown mode on the weekly conditions report. But overall, conditions are fairly decent. We're seeing some concerns in a few areas with disease and so forth. We'll see what that says. But probably the big news or the concern was the wheat market. Brazil proposing implementing a 10% import tax. It looks like wheat moving into Brazil would be slow, which would hurt some of our export potential to that country there. Rain in Australia, that's going to help them out quite a bit in some drier areas there. Then, of course, Black Sea region. We're seeing the crop come on fairly quickly in that region. The fear is that producers would be potentially quick sellers getting their money due to uncertainty of what's going to take place with shipping and so forth. So a lot of news out there, selling the wheat, buying beans, good old-fashioned spread activity taking place here, Todd.
Can you stay with me for just a minute, and I'll get back to you, Kurt, but I have just made a phone call and have Matt Bennett, who's on the crop tour in the western side of the United States with us, and I want to bring him into the conversation. Hey, Matt, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Todd?
Oh, I'm very, very well. You were, I think, on the western tour and started out maybe in Antelope County, Nebraska, earlier today. Is that right?
We actually started out in South Dakota, and we took off north and west of Sioux Falls. And we ended up, we are going into Grand Island this evening, so we've been through South Dakota and northern Nebraska.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what, I was talking with Chip Lorre earlier today, and we'll hear that in a bit. He's in Antelope, or was, earlier this morning.
Yeah.
I saw the nice picture of you being delayed last night on your Twitter feed there in Chicago, and you finally made it in, and then another nice picture with you and Mitchell at the Corn Palace. That was good, but what we really want to know is what the corn looked like today.
Yeah, the corn in South Dakota was probably not quite as good as maybe what we were wondering what it might look like. We, we had several fields that were in the sub-150 range. You know, I'd say our average through everything we went through was probably 100 and a quarter, maybe. So there was a lot of areas that had significant problems from this spring with water damage, and then it was awfully dry everywhere we went. So. Looks like a lot of the people that maybe got a little bit too much rain earlier in the year didn't get it whenever they needed it.
Who are your traveling mates on your particular run this year?
Yeah, I'm with a guy named Jeff. He's from the USDA in Washington, D.C., and then Angie McGuire. She's from Citizens in Michigan. And those two are travel along with me, and we're working together, putting together yields. I'd say the beans, relatively speaking, were maybe just a little bit better than what the corn was, in my opinion. But and they still got a ways to go, of course. So a few late rains could help them out quite a bit.
Well, you let Angie know that you and she are both embedded into our website at willag.org. So those who don't have Twitter can actually follow the two of you. We'll see how each of you do on feeding us information and whether you agree, too. and others, many others, too, from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. Thanks so much, and we'll look forward to hearing from you probably each day. I'll try to give you a call, Matt, if that's okay with you.
Sounds good.
Okay, that's Matt Bennett, of course. He is out on the Midwest Pro Farmer Crop Tour. You can see his tweets, if you're not on Twitter yourself, on our own website at willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-G.O-R-G. Let's bring Kurt Kimmel back into the conversation. Kurt, how does the trade examine these numbers that come in from the Midwest Pro Farmer Crop Tour? Does it really make a difference, or is it just fun to watch, do you suppose?
I believe it's kind of on the fun side. I can't say fun, but I think it's just on the informational side. It might give the market a little blip here and a little blip there, but it's not like a big release of a report. There's constant feed going on and taking place, so it's really no real shocking news to the market. I think it gives the bull or the bear confidence if they see, you know, the information come in their favor in certain parts of the country. Probably the recaps overnight in the opening trade in that 7-8 o'clock area when they had those recaps in the evenings will probably be a little bit more of a market maker versus during the day.
All right. Anything final from you before I let you go for the afternoon?
It's a dynamic market in through here. It's kind of choppy. Technical action in the corn was quite dramatic, a big weekly reversal up last week, followed by an outside down today. So there's going to be a lot of ups and downs.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right, take care.
Kurt Kimmel, of course, is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and joins us here on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report.